Like I say, we appreciate the privilege and opportunity again to be here today. Appreciate you being here in the service. If you want to read with us this morning, we're going to read some out of Little John, I believe it is, 1 John. Very familiar scripture that we're going to read. Just trust the Lord in that for the message. This is a wonderful chapter. First John, Little John, the first chapter. I'm going to start with the first verse. Probably read the entire chapter, not but 10 verses. Don't have anything new this morning, but we trust and pray that it'll be what the Lord have us to do. It says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Very familiar scripture in our reading this morning. We may read in another place or two, but I'm not going to at this time. This is a wonderful scripture. I just ask that you'd pray for us for just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. That the Lord might be uplifted and He might be honored and glorified in our midst. There's nothing new about this chapter. There's not anything that you've not heard preached on in the midst of this, but I've got, could probably read in several other places as far as that goes, but I want to talk, Lord help us, just a minute, about the blood. Bible says here in the 7th verse, He says, but if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. There's not anything that has ever been or ever will be, brethren, outside of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's not anything in this world. I thought as Gene was even talking there this morning, you know, a lot of times we don't realize and we don't understand everything that goes on when we get saved, no doubt at that point and time, but it takes His blood to cleanse us from our sin. There's not anything else in this world, nor ever will be, brethren, that will take away sin like the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing. Nothing's ever been made nor ever will be, brethren, different than that of the blood. The scripture says back in the Old Testament that when they brought the sacrifice, brethren, that sacrifice would not be accepted, brethren, without the blood. It took the blood, and brethren, God set it up that way, and it still takes the blood today. I'm not here, brethren, this morning to try to convince you, brethren, that it takes the blood. I'm here to tell you that there is no other way than that of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. They brought the blood and the sacrifice, brethren, of animals, and it atoned their sins for 1 year. But brethren, they never could get rid of the remembrance of sin and the blood of the animal. It took the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what John says here in this chapter, and he talks about having fellowship, my friend, with one another and having fellowship with God. And brethren, he said it comes down that it takes the blood, my friend, of Jesus to wash away your sin. Not anything else can do it. You can't turn over a new leaf. You can't get, my friend, enough religion in you, brethren, to take care of your sin problem. It still takes the blood. I know this is an old message. I know that this is an old story. Brethren, we've got folks today that believe in anything except the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're doing away with it. There's people, my friend, that says they don't want it. I won't go that old bloody way. My friend, you think about it. It's not your blood. It was His blood. Bible says that when they took Him, as He is there on the cross, and the centurion took a sword and thrust His side, it said that therefore blood and water issued out from Him. Brethren, He had to die the death of a common man. But yet He wasn't common. But yet the scripture teaches us in the fullness of time, God sent His Son. My friend, what did He send Him for? He sent Him that we might be redeemed. He sent Him that we might have life. And brethren, He sent Him, thank God, that we could know freedom from sin. Glory! Think about it. There's no way, brethren, you'll live in this world with a conscience of sin if the blood's ever been applied. It still takes the blood. It still takes the blood. Yes, it does. There's people today, I can't help it. There's people today, my friend, that says, "Why, preacher, I've quoted the verses. I've listened to the Roman road. I've signed the card. Brethren, there's no other way except the blood be applied." People says, "Why, preacher, I don't understand and I don't see how that'll work." Brethren, I don't understand how salvation works except you repent of your sins. Brethren, you asked him to save you. Believe from the heart. Thank God he'll do the work. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. I'm going to say this morning. Gene's got up and he's told us, and it will be 40 year, fourth week in this month. And brethren, but I want you to listen to me. My friend Gene Reimer is not the only person that Jesus ever saved. Woo! We'd be in sad shape. Thank God if he just saved one. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, that you're trying to make a spectacle out of Gene. I got news for you. My friend, his life has told his testimony. Brethren, it most certainly has. Brethren, his life, I ain't too much worried. Thank God about what he was. Thank God, I'm glad I know what he could be. Woo! Ain't that good? Ain't it good? Brethren, we'd all be sinners had it not been for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Woo! But you gotta believe from the heart. And thank God, let God change your life. A lot of folks is trying to change theirs, and it ain't working. A lot of folks, my friend, I don't know what they've done. I really don't. I don't know what they've done with their testimonies. I don't know what they've done with their shouts. I don't know what they've done with their joy. But brethren, that's what comes. Thank God when the blood's applied. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's not a one of us, brethren, that's sitting here this morning that lives on the mountaintop all the time. No, sir. Not a one of us. Brethren, but I'll guarantee you one thing. I believe there ain't a child of God ever been saved. Thank God that God don't put him on the mountain sometime or another. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank God it takes the blood this morning. Woo. Preacher, don't you feel sad for Jesus? Why would I feel sad? Huh? I'm going to be honest with you. They sang the old song, "My friend, that I should have been crucified." Well, that's probably a fact. But thank God it would not have helped anything if you was crucified. Glory, hallelujah. There's two malefactors, one on the left and one on the right of him. Brethren, and they was one of them. Thank God went with him. Thank God to paradise. Woo! Hallelujah! Preacher, you get too excited. I got something to get excited about. Don't you? Yes, sir. I'm glad. Thank God of the blood this morning. It said it's his blood that cleanses us from sin. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin this morning. You cannot get that, brethren, anywhere else. I don't care how many priests you talk to. I don't care how many Hail Marys you cry. I don't care how many my friend tells you you've been saved. I'm going to be honest with you. Brethren, it ain't no good. Thank God unless you got it personally. Yes, sir. I'm going to use him. It might have been the reason the Lord let him get up this morning, but I'm going to use it. Brother Gene Reimer, you ain't the only one got a testimony. Woo! Hallelujah! Glory! Thank God I'm glad! Thank God I've been there! Ain't you? Ain't you? Listen. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from sin. From sin. We have fellowship one with another. I'm going to tell you something, folks. That fellowship is precious. Yes, sir. It is precious. Brethren, you are to want to have more fellowship, brethren, with your brother today. Have you ever been around families, my friend, that did not have no love? Listen, that did not have no love about them, that always wanted to blame my friend God for the reason they is in the shape they're in. Listen, thank God the blood has changed things. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Brethren, Jesus Christ walked the shores and walked the streets. Brethren of Jerusalem over there. And brethren, there's times that he come upon men and women alike in need of help. And brethren, he give them help today. Bible said he got off the shore there at the Gadarenes. And he went a little piece and a man met him out in the cemetery. You know what he was? He was a wild man. Yes, sir. Even the people of the city had done all that they could do for this man to try to tame him, to try to calm him. Bible said he wound up in the cemetery. Brethren, chained with fetters. Thank God nobody liked to be around him. You know that? They wouldn't, none of them followed him to the cemetery. They left him there. Yes, sir. Christ come on the scene. And the demons that was inside of him cried out. Huh? Why, in other words, are you troubling us? Why have you come to us before our time? You study it out. Listen, they know this, Judge. They know their destination. Brethren, they loved living in bodies, my friend. And all they ever brought was destruction. It don't record. He might have had visitors, I don't know. He is still living. Listen. But he never had a visitor like Jesus. I'm going to tell you something. It's 2024. And brethren, it's still real today. You ain't never had a visitor like Jesus this morning. He'll change you. That's what you said. He'll change you. Gene Reimer, you didn't change yourself. You ain't kept yourself. It's the blood, brethren, of the Lord Jesus Christ that made the difference. And it still does. And I'm going to tell you something. This man was glad that Jesus come by. Yes, sir. He is glad he got a visit by him. Those demons spoke up and they said, bid us not. Bid us not out. Said, let us go over yonder and them swine. They wanted a body to dwell in. Yes, sir. There's, you say, preacher, we don't believe in that stuff today. Well, why don't you? They had it in Jesus' day. Yes, sir. Listen. He said unto them, go. Go. Now, this man, the Bible said, that is running wild out in the cemetery naked. Naked. When he bid those evil spirits to go, they ran into them swine, and brethren, them swine ran down a steep hill and choked themselves in the lake. Did they not? Destroyed them. And they were about 2,000. 2,000 evil spirits living in this man. Preacher, I don't know where I believe that or not. Go and read it. It's in the book of Mark, I think. Yes, sir. You can read it for yourself. Listen, that ain't all. Bible says when that all was said and done, that legion was sitting at Jesus' feet, clothed and in his right mind. You don't think Jesus can help you? Huh? You ain't got 2,000 demons living in you, do you? If you do, he can help you. Glory! Hallelujah! He's not limited today. We got a world full of people, my friend, that's possessed. Yes, sir. Listen, the Bible said that legion said, I'm going with you. This man had found something he hadn't had. He had found something, brethren, his dearest relatives, his dearest loved ones could not give him. It took Jesus. It still does. It still does. Preacher, that's an old message. We want something new. I'm going to tell you something. It'll be new and refreshed. Thank God. If you'll just get acquainted with Jesus. He told Legion, he said, no. He said, you go home. You go home. He'd do more good at home, brethren, than he could following Jesus around. Yes, sir. It still takes the blood, folks. It took it in the days of the law when they set up, my friend, the tabernacle, and they consecrated the tabernacle and the people. And all it took the blood, my friend, of those animals. And brethren, they were accepted. They were received for an atonement for 1 year. That's all it lasted. The Bible says that it could not make the comers thereunto perfect as concerning the conscience. What do you mean, preacher? It didn't wash their sins away. It didn't wash them away. They was not anything under the law, my friend, that could redeem you. If you're still under the law today, my friend, you would not be redeemed. You'd have to bring a sacrifice every year. Amen. Without spot and without blemish. Yes, sir. And then it had to be received, my friend, by God Himself. Listen. Preacher, I don't understand how that blood, my friend, can wash away sin. I'm going to explain it to you like a preacher said one time. Said a man asked him, he said, how in the world can red blood take black sin and it come out white? He said, I'm going to explain it to you like this. He said, a black cow can eat green grass and give white milk. Yeah. You explain it. Yeah. Huh? Glory, hallelujah. Preacher, that's too simple. It is just that simple. You can't clean yourself. You can't wash yourself. No, you can't. It takes the blood. There's nothing in this world that you can do to get rid of your sin or deal with your sin. It takes the blood. Ever since Jesus came, ever since He's come, gave His life, and rose again the third day, brethren, this took the blood. Now I'm going to tell you something. It takes the blood by the way of the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. That Holy Ghost come down, did it not, on the day of Pentecost? And brethren, 3,000 souls was saved after they heard the preaching of Peter. Listen, preacher, I thought one day we'd get out of the blood. What do you want out of the blood for? You know, it's not to me, it's not what they call a bloody way. It's not. It takes the blood. I preached that it takes the blood. That book will tell you it takes the blood. And my friend, there is nothing, nothing in this world, nor ever will be, brethren, that'll wash your sins away but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It still takes it. It takes the blood to wash away my sin. There's power in the blood. We sang no song out of the church hymn. There's power. Power, power, wonder working power. In what? In the blood of the Lamb. Yes, sir. I still believe it. Don't you? It still takes it, folks. He's got enough. He shed enough. Thank God for all humanity. I don't care how long it goes. But, outside of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is no remission. None. Zero. You can get under any umbrella you want to get under. You can go to any church you want to go to. Brethren, you'll never get redeemed outside of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. They're making new ways all the time. Everywhere. 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 A new one popping up here and there and everywhere. Are they not? There are some of these organizations that's doing good things. But I'm going to tell you something. Good things ain't going to get you into heaven. Can I tell you something? I don't know. I don't mean to. But I can't help it. You can take a good moral man, brethren, that has not sinned after the similitude of a wicked man. Did you know what it'll take for the moral man? It'll take for the wicked man. It'll take the blood. Brethren, without it, they'll bust hell wide open. Will he not? I don't care how many good deeds they've done. Hear me? Preacher, you can't preach that. God will bless a good deed. He will. He will. You go to the 6th chapter of the book of Matthew, and you'll find out that them that prayed in long garments and them that was heard for their much speech, he said they have their reward. They have their reward. You can get a good feeling out of doing something good. But I'm going to tell you something. A good feeling will not get you into heaven. Preacher, I'm banking on it. Well, you might as well bank on the dust. It'll get you about as far. Yes, sir. It still takes the blood. Gene, it still takes the blood. It ain't changed in 40 years. What it took for you, my friend, it still takes today. Yes, sir. And I'll go further than that. Brethren, 40 years beyond that, or 100 years beyond that, brethren, it still took the blood. Preacher, I don't like preaching on the blood. It's been all the way through. All the way. You can go back as far as Adam and Eve. Yes, sir. Why, preacher, they had no clue. Well, they tried to do what the world's doing today. They tried to cover themselves. Did they not? You know, most folks, that's what all they care about. They just want to get covered. But the fact of it is, all it covers is between here and there. It does not cover between here and there. There's a big difference. Big difference. I had a man ask me one day, he said, don't you think, y'all probably heard me tell this, he was trying to get saved. Some of them took him to meeting here and there. And he went down to the altar and they all told him everything was okay. He'd come in, he'd come to my office, and they said, Randy, this is what happened. He said, they told me everything's okay. He said, what do you think? I said, it ain't what I think. I said, what do you think? He said, it ain't right. I said, you're right. It ain't right. Happened two or three times. In the midst of all this, with walking down the aisle one day in the plant, here he come, and he said, Randy, he said, don't you think that a man can keep the Ten Commandments and he'll be all right? I said, yeah. He'll split hell wide open. Ha! Oh! Oh! Preacher, you can't preach it. I can preach that because it is the truth. It still takes the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wasn't too long after that, he went to meeting. He went to the altar. And he come in my office and he didn't ask me, did I think it was all right? You know why he didn't ask me? Thank God he knowed what it was. Thank God for Jesus to save him. Amen. I'm going to be as honest as I know how to tell you this morning. I know what I've preached to you, and it takes the blood. And I'm going to be quite frank with you. I can't tell you all together how it gets applied, but I can tell you this, brethren, between you and the Lord, they've got to be a relationship. They've got to be some repentance. And thank God, he'll do the work. Amen. And I'm going to say this. When he does the work, my friend, you'll know it. Amen. You won't ask nobody. No, sir. Won't be no getting up and asking, is everything okay? I know. This morning, you might think, well, preacher, that I don't know whether to believe that or not. The truth of it is, you got one of two choices. You can believe it, thank God, and be saved, or you can reject it and go to hell. That's just how simple it is. Preacher, we don't talk like that anymore. The truth of it is, if the blood ain't there, that's exactly where you'll wind up. Amen. He ain't gonna ask for Brother Frank's blood. No, he ain't, Leroy. He ain't gonna ask for Sister Josie's blood. Listen, he gonna look for his blood, whether it's applied or not. Yes, sir. I'm not ashamed of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you? I'm not. John, little John, first John, he said, it is the blood of Jesus, his son, that cleanseth us from sin. You can't change that. Brethren, you can't do no better than that. There's not another way, and they never will be. Preacher, you ought not preach that so hard. Truth of it is, this generation needs it. Yeah. People need to hear, thank God, that it took the blood. And brethren, it still takes the blood. Thank God, or you ain't got no part with him. Listen, how much? There's no measurement. There's not any measurement. We sang the song here every now and again. The love of God. It said that the heavens can't contain. If the heavens was a scroll, it could not contain. Huh? There's no measurement, brethren, of God's love, nor of his grace, nor of his mercy. You can't measure it. There's not enough of anything in this world to explain to you, brethren, how much God loves you. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. If you don't receive the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, it makes no difference how much he loves you. Amen. Brethren, you will find yourself wanting. Amen. Without the blood. When they left Egypt down there, it took the blood. Brethren, they put the blood over the lintel and on the doorpost, and they got inside the house. And he said, when I send that death destroyer, he said, when I see the blood, he said, I'll pass over you. Yeah. Scripture says there was not a house in Egypt that there was not a cry. Even in Pharaoh's house himself, the cry went out. I'd hate to hear that, wouldn't you? I'd hate to hear that. It's a shame, my friend, that we have folks, intelligent folks, my friend, today, but their intelligence, my friend, has outweighed what they actually need. It's hard talk to some folks. Do you know that? It is. It's hard talk to some folks. I've thought a lot of times. I've witnessed. There's a man on our job. I was 18. There's a man on our job that was a drunkard. Yeah. And he'd tell you. He didn't care to tell you. There's a man come to work there, and they put him with this drunkard. Now, I'm going to tell you something. The man they put with him was a man of God. I knowed the man. I knowed what kind of man he was. I'm going to tell you something. I watched that man. I didn't hear all the conversations, but I watched that man for months. He didn't stay on that drunkard. But you know what he done? He worked with him. He worked with him. One day I was sitting in church where I was a member at, and you know what? Here come Miss Drunkard. Yes, sir. Yep. To the house of God. I'm gonna tell you, Robert. I don't know whether the man got saved. Wasn't around him that much. I left that job and what have you, but nonetheless, that man come to church. And the reason he come was because of that man he worked with. That's the reason he come. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, we can't make a difference. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I don't care how hard-hearted a lot of folks get. I don't care how hard-hearted they might seem. The truth of it is, God's got a way, my friend, of touching their hearts. And the truth of it is, it just might be through you. That same man I'm going, that I worked with, that got saved, he come to see me several times. He said, I want you to go talk to my daughter. A few weeks went by, he come, he said, I want you to go talk to my daughter. He said, I've been praying, God send somebody. I want you to go talk to her. I prayed about it, I'll be honest with you. And I thought about it. About the third time he come, he looked at me and he said, Randy, he said, you don't have to go see her. He said, I got to go see her. God was dealing with him. I know something was going on. I didn't know what. And I told him, his name was Stevie. I said, Stevie, I'll go with you. I'll go with you. He said, I'd like that. And I did. I went with him. Preacher, I tell you, sometimes God gets to dealing with you about doing things. He don't want somebody else doing it.
Right.
You hear me? He don't want to send somebody else. Brethren, when Cornelius got to praying about his situation, my friend, God sent Peter. Did he not? He had other disciples, but he sent Peter. There's a reason he sent Peter. He is trying to show Peter what he had actually done for mankind. All mankind. Come get us up. It takes the blood. I'm going to reread it to you this morning. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. The blood. It takes the blood. You may not understand what I'm fixing to say, but you don't know how much I've wrestled. It's on my part, I guess. But how much I've wrestled with preaching this message. Preacher, it's an old message. It's the truth of it is, the real truth of it is, folks, it still takes the blood. It ain't going to change. It will not change for you. It will not change for your children. It will not change for their children. Now, a lot of things can change in this world. But folks, I'm going to tell you, the route of salvation will never change. It'll always be the same. It still takes the blood. The question is this morning, do you have the blood? Do you have it? It's the only way you'll make it to heaven. Preacher, I still think I can do good enough. Ain't been a man made to do good enough. Never will be a man made. It does not matter. It does not matter, folks. It comes down between you and the Lord, my friend. It takes the blood of his Son. It's what he sent him for. Every man, all men, all nations. Brother, it does not matter where you're ignorant or where you're the most educated person in this world. It still takes the blood. I'm going to preach it. It still takes the blood. Preacher, I'll read around that. You ain't going to read around it. A lot of folks read around a lot of things. But the truth of it is, it's still in the Word. And it still is the Word. And the truth about His Word is that His Word will never change. It abideth forever. Let us stand.